Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Twitter reactions brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Our good friend tweets me all the time. At least he tweets me all the time, so I consider him a good friend.
I don't know if he's a good friend to me.
He tweeted me and said, Radu, by the way, he says, who hasn't got 101 on I-71 in trucks?
That's all right.
Who among us has not done that, Daryl?
We all know where that highway patrolman was setting. If you've ever driven that,
I've driven that way a few times, yeah. Like enough where I think I have a general idea where he was sitting.
So
So what's funny about coming this direction, because I live on the east side, coming up 70-71, there is a spot where there's always a cop. With like a scanner out of his car.
Yep.
Like he stands going up the exit ramp. I forget which exit it is, but I know every time when it's coming up, and I always purposely slow myself down to like right at 60. And then as soon as I know he can't see me anymore, I'm back up to my comfort zone of going my 9 to 10 over.
Right.
So there you go. But yeah, you start to figure out these things when you drive certain routes a certain amount of time. So that's the problem. Shador just needs to remember where these cops are posted up. He doesn't know the Cleveland Highway, the way that they handle these things. Well, he doesn't know where they post up yet. He hasn't learned all the spots.
Shame on the Browns, because I posted this yesterday, that one of the first things players should be told is where the cops hide. You don't speed in North Olmsted on Interstate 480. You don't speed on I-90 in Westlake. You don't speed on I-71 in Strongsville, and you don't speed on 77 South once you get past Seven Hills. That like the law of the land, they will nail you every single time.
Yeah.
So yeah, the other thing I posted is you also want to tell them what establishments not to frequent in the West in the warehouse district, because nothing good happens there after certain times of the night. But yeah, I mean, I had a buddy of mine text me a post on Blue Sky, and he posted, that's nothing, a couple of months ago. He went 144 when he was supposed to go 25.
144? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw that tweet now. I'm sorry. I thought you were saying somebody said they went 144. Okay. And I was like, somebody went 144? And then I realized you were trying to make the joke about the guy who had that
tweet. I wasn't making the joke. So here's the thing.
That was a funny tweet, yes.
Here's the serious question.
That was a funny tweet.
And I know this is me, and I'm asking a serious question. Can we make jokes about this? Like, I did on the afternoon show earlier this week, I did the Mount Rushmore of Brown's demon speeders on the freeway.
Didn't you just name them earlier? You said it was Miles. You said it was
I went Miles.
We don't
Garrett,
do Mount Rushmore's fellas on this show.
Power ranking.
Rank them.
Your power ranking of the Cleveland speeders.
All right, here we go. Because he's a young buck.
All right,
at number four, Shador Sanders.
Coming in two in the matter of 2 months.
Okay, coming in at number three, mostly because let's be honest about it. The video after he got pulled over, Kareem Hunt, number three.
Okay.
Coming in at number two, we got to go $230 million. Deshaun Watson. Again, video involved. Yeah. And the number one demon speeder, Myles Garrett. And that's because he flipped the
ball. Yeah, that was bad.
Honorable mentions, though.
Oh, go ahead.
We have honorable mentions. Greg Little, got to give him some love. And I kind of feel like we got to get Josh Gordon in there, too.
I'm surprised you didn't have Josh Gordon in the four.
Yeah. You know, I might have had it originally, but like I'm just doing it off the top of my head. Yeah. I don't remember what I did.
That's the fun of the segments.
So. Yeah, I don't remember what I did like 3 hours ago, let alone 3 days
Jed
ago.
Jed Wills and Rashard Higgins have
Jed
a
Wills,
drag
Rashard
race?
Higgins, they little did drag have a race. Drag
over
race,
by Crocker Park.
You're right.
And then Justin Gilbert, although it wasn't speeding, he was throwing cups of Copenhagen spit at other people. I'd like to have.
And he also kept forgetting to set his alarm clock, but that's a whole different conversation.
He was drafted in the top 10.
By the way, I said I-71. I meant I-77 when I'm coming up. There's always a cop that's at the one exit there. Yeah. That is standing there with a scanner. He tries to hide behind the sign in the tree. But I do want to get to why, even though I know the Browns didn't actually want this to happen, why I actually think they're going to milk it for all it's worth. But real quick, we promised getting to some of the phone calls. Let's go to the phones right now. We got Lou in North Royalton up first this morning on the Fan. What's up, Lou?
Hey, Spence. How you doing, man?
Good, man. Good. What's up?
Hey, I don't know how old Shador is, but
23.
I was 25. Both my brother and I, we went to school at the University of Dayton, and we went back down to Dayton with a friend of ours. And typically, Dayton is about a 3 hour and 15 minute ride. I made it halfway. I was racing an IROC. My brother had just bought a brand new, like,
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
91 Alfa Romeo, and some IROC wanted to race me on 270 in Columbus. So I was doing about 145.
So you were trying to get the draft pick that Shador was 144. You surpassed it actually.
he went a mile lower or higher than Shador went.
But I think back to it now, I'm like, man, that is so stupid because you hit a pebble, you hit something. And you're done. You're finished.
Yeah.
You're obliterated. But the cop was coming from the opposite direction. He was going southbound on 71 in Mansfield. I would have made it from Dayton to Cleveland in an hour and a half if I didn't get stopped. But
those pesky cops.
Well, and you still ended up working in law enforcement, right, Lou? So it's all good in the end.
Listen, he cut me a break because. He waited till I got on top of him, and he turned on his radar, and my radar detector went crazy. My brother's in the back seat sleeping, and I could see him. So I slammed on the brakes, and he turned around in the grass, And when he got me, he looked in the car and he goes, I guess the hand is quicker than the eye, huh? And I said, yeah. He goes, do you know how fast you're going? I said, no, I was going pretty fast. And he's like, well, I clocked you at 105. He goes, but you were probably going faster than that, weren't you? And I said, yes, sir, I was.
Wow.
So he gave me a waiverable ticket. So this was 1991. That ticket was like $105, something like that. So
they're about $250 now.
I was
inflation.
Literally 45 miles over the speed limit. That is reckless op. Okay, that's what DUI victims plead down, or people plead down to is reckless op.
Yeah.
So I literally thought he was going to arrest me that night and take me to jail, you know, some hick town in in southern Ohio. It would have gone well for me. So, but
well,
we live and learn. Yeah, we live and learn, yeah. Guys. And well, Shador's going to learn. Luckily, thank God that, you know, nobody got hurt. He didn't get hurt. But I think his dad needs to make a phone call and a visit and probably slap him upside his head and say, what the hell are you doing? You know.
All right, Lou. Yeah, no, I think that's well said. And I can appreciate these stories, like the candid stories of others who have like had a similar thing happen, because I do think it puts in perspective. Again, this doesn't have to be the end of the world for Shador. It doesn't have to define him from a character standpoint. It doesn't have to define him from a football standpoint. Like, he can obviously still be a great player potentially for this Browns team and maybe become their franchise quarterback for all we know. This doesn't have to be the end of the world. But there are people like Colin Cowherd who are just using it as like a reason why like he's not ready to be the quarterback. Which, by the way, that's what I'm getting at when I say I think that, no, the Browns didn't want this to happen, but they're going to use it to their advantage. We've already seen Darrell. They are slow playing it as much as they can with Shador. They haven't given him first-team reps. He's the only quarterback who hasn't taken first-team reps. They are very much so saying, hey, he's our four-string quarterback right now. They don't want him to see the field week one. Most likely, I mean, we've all come to an agreement that like if he earns the starting job, it would be a massive surprise if he was starting week one of the season. I don't really think they want either of these rookies starting week one, but I definitely don't think they want Shador starting week one because they feel like he's still got work to do. And so as they sort of try to be patient with getting him on the field and making him a starter at some point, I think this is actually a situation where the Browns are, again, not happy that it happened, but I do think that they are going to take advantage of the situation that Shador finds himself in to say, hey, we just don't think he's ready yet. We got to give it more time. They won't deliberately say it's because of this situation, but it's another reason why they can sort of say and publicly show, hey, we're slow playing it with this guy. He needs to grow from a maturity standpoint. He needs to grow from a quarterback standpoint and a skill standpoint and learning the game and playing at the NFL level. There are things that he has to do before we trust that he's going to be our franchise quarterback. And so this is kind of a step backwards for Shador, where it's like, okay, you got to earn that trust back. And so I think because of that, the Browns are actually, they sort of benefit in a way from having this happen, because they can then sell everybody on, well, he's just not ready to be our starting quarterback yet, and that's what they ultimately want. For a guy who's as polarizing as he is as a fifth-round pick, this is another thing that they can sort of throw into the pile of, well, he's just not quite there, and we just aren't quite ready to trust him as our starting quarterback, so he's going to have to wait a little longer.
It's an opportunity for the Browns to pump the brakes.
Yeah, it's a good way to put it. 100%. And I like the pun that you made.
It took you a moment. Yeah, but you got there. That's what's important.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.